Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
What I see now is that the group is getting stronger, is getting confident, and that win would start the second half of the season in a great manner. And obviously we're going to take game by game, but looking at the 9 games that we got at home at Goodison is a big part of the season that we very much excited with.
Just one win in the last 9 Premier League matches for Everton. Doesn't make good reading, does it? But if you're a believer in lucky omens, then let me remind you that that win came on a Monday evening here against Queen's Park Rangers. Everton are unbeaten on Monday nights in the Premier League in the last 13 fixtures, dating back to a loss at Wigan in 2008. So many of us, many inside this stadium, will be hoping that continues this evening. Two teams are out. Everton showing one change from the side that started the cup tie at West Ham last Tuesday evening. McGeady's out suspended, so it's an enforced change. Kevin Morales starts. So Joel Robles in goal. Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Baines across the back. Besic and Barry in front of them. Naismith, Barkley and Morales, with Romelu Lukaku leading the Everton attack. On the bench, Oviedo, Kone, Garbutt, Alcaraz, McElhenney, Hibbert and Griffiths, the substitute keeper. West Brom make a couple of changes themselves from the 1-0 win over Hull. Sessegnon and Brown-Adey drop to the bench. Craig Gardner and Victor Anichebe start, and we expect them to line up like this. Ben Foster in goal. Back four of Andre Wisdom, who's on loan from Liverpool, Gareth McCauley and Julian Lescott. Lescott, the former Blue, of course. Chris Bird at left back. Claudio Jakob sitting in front of the back four. Then James Morrison, Craig Gardner and Chris Brunt in front of them. And Berahino and Anichebe leading the attack for West Brom. Alongside Brown-Adey and Sessegnon on the bench, Sebastian Pocanoli, Graham Dorans, Craig Dawson, Georgios Samaras and Boaz Myhill is the substitute keeper. Our man in the middle is Michael Oliver from Northumberland, taking charge of his third Everton game of the season. I don't tell you the results of the previous two.
No, don't.
It has no bearing whatsoever on this tonight. West Brom are going to kick off. Everton are going to attack the Park End goal in the first half. And Monday night football again at Goodison.
The game.
Ross Barkley now for Everton. Baines, left-hand side. Now Morales, 10 yards outside the box, has a crack at goal. Keeper's right behind it. It is the near post, holds on to it.
Yeah, that's where he's got a shooting opportunity. Why not? Decent strike from Kevin Morales. Turns the back off him. Good strike. Comfortable save from the goalkeeper.
Here's Mo Besic now for the Blues. 15 yards or so outside the box. Knocked square for Barkley. He brings in Leighton Baines from distance. He has a crack at goal. It was well hit. Straight at the goalkeeper. But maybe Leighton Baines thinking, well, there's no other way through at the moment.
Well, there isn't, Alan. You're quite right. You know, loads of bodies behind him. I'm watching Lukaku try and get a little bit of space. But there's no space for him. You know, he needs to try and get in behind. He's trying to come to the ball again. And there's no way they can get the ball into him.
Everton pressing forward now with Morales. Baines on that left-hand side, across to Morales, just outside the penalty area. Morales twists into the penalty area, puts one left-footed towards goal, blocked inside the box. And it's out for an Everton throw.
Yeah, good play again from Morales, tricky on the edge of the box. West Brom, just getting pushed further and further back.
Morales puts this one into the penalty area, brushes off a West Brom head and away. Almost said West Ham himself. Here's Berahino getting the ball towards the touchline and running it out of play. He wants a free kick, he's not going to get one. It's an Everton throw. Here's Berahino deep inside his own half to clear up towards the solitary outlet ball of Victor Anichebe. Anichebe's held onto it for West Brom, brings in Morrison. 35 yards outside the penalty area into Wisdom. Wisdom's run into the box was a decent one. He just couldn't keep control of the ball, otherwise he would have got a shot on goal.
Got to be careful here as well.
Brunt with the ball now into the box. Gardner heads down. Berahino's there, but there's been a foul and a free kick for Everton.
That just shows you all it takes. No Everton there. You know, from all the possession they've got, that's a half chance, good hold up play from each of it. Ball works through, and it's Andrew Wisdom. It's a good first touch, a good ball which gets him through. Just overruns it a little bit, allows Gareth Barry to come back.
Naismith out to the left hand side for Baines. Plenty of men inside the penalty area for West Brom. Four Everton jerseys there, but it's headed away from the edge of the box. Here's Gareth Barry. Barry looked initially to go to his left, then turns to his right to use Besic. Besic hits one, takes a deflection and goes behind for a corner.
Yeah, good strike from Besic. Listen, the crowd are getting anxious. You know, they want to see more and more forward play. And it's difficult at times finding space, but maybe the goal might have to come from a shot outside the box.
Well, it's another Everton corner on the far side. Leighton Baines is the man to take for the Blues. Ball back for Berahino for West Brom. Baines with the corner in short for Naismith. Back for Baines, who's flagged offside. So that little manoeuvre didn't work as far as Everton are concerned. West Brom not having men on the post, or if they did, they immediately moved once the corner was taken. Offside and a free kick. Here's Lukaku, edge of the penalty area. Great turn and wrapped towards goal, but blocked by Lescott. And a free kick here for Everton for a foul by Anichebe on the halfway line.
Good play from Lukaku there, good turn on his weaker right foot. It was a good block, I think it might have been McCauley for the block, but that's better, getting the ball into him.
Now Gareth Barry for Besic. Besic for Barry again, edge of the penalty area.
Crowded out.
Yeah, crowded out by those white jerseys of West Brom, but Everton have won the ball back here. Coleman down the right-hand side, receiving from Besic. Chance to dink it into the penalty area. Lukaku chests it down. Handball.
Penalty!
It is a penalty. Everton have got fortunate in the end. Lukaku's touch took the ball away from him, but it struck the arm of a West Brom player. And that saw referee Michael Oliver point to the penalty spot. It was Julian Lescott's arm.
Yeah, penalty.
And he protests his innocence. But
he plays it with his arm.
It does strike his arm, and Everton have a chance to score from the penalty spot.
Kevin Morales, not Leighton Baines.
No, Baines is right behind him.
Oh, is he? Mike Morales fancies it. I tell you what, they should have booked I don't know who it was, for the tackle on Leighton Baines leading up to that.
But it's going to be Kevin Morales to take this penalty for Everton. Leighton Baines has been Everton's penalty taker for a long, long time. OK, missed one at Manchester United, but that's his only Premier League penalty miss. Kevin Morales, at the end of this first half, misses, and Everton pay the price for changing the penalty taker. He hits it wide of the right-hand post. It might have just brushed the post, but that is an opportunity wasted big time by Everton and Kevin Morales.
It's outside the post. Why change it? It's an interesting one. Why change it? When you've got your penalty taker as Leighton Baines, what a time to score. Would have meant West Brom would have had to come out second half. Why?
Ball cleared eventually by Brunt. Half-time whistle blows at Goodison Park, and Evertonians at half-time have only one question they want answering. Why did Everton change their regular penalty taker from Leighton Baines to Kevin Morales, who stroked it wide? Because they knew it was going to be difficult to open up a resolute and stubborn West Brom side. They've been restricted to efforts from distance, which have been straight at goalkeeper Ben Foster. In truth, Robles hasn't been troubled at the other end. That really hasn't been the department that Everton have been too concerned with. 0-0. It could have been so different, Graham.
Well, it could have been. Listen, there's no doubt in the fact that you've figures will say whoever the boss of the game, and they have easily bossed it. They've just come to play one way, just to get behind the ball, make it really, really difficult for us. Are we surprised at that? We shouldn't be. You know, we knew that was going to be the case. You know, Tony Pulis, well drilled, but really, we should be ahead. We've had a couple of early opportunities, shots from outside the box, the keeper saved, okay, straight at the goalkeeper. But we get a gilt-edged opportunity. Definite handball with Julian Lescott. Yeah, a little bit unfortunate for him, the ball bounced up. But why, oh why, did we swap the penalty taker? Okay, if Leighton Baines is on a run and thinking he's not playing well, but to me that was Leighton Baines all day long. Kevin Morales, I don't know why, I honestly don't know why it happened, but big 45 minutes ahead of us.
Well, you wonder whether there will be a really big inquest in the dressing room at half-time. Will there be fingers pointed?
Well, it's a really difficult one, but, you know, if I'm the penalty taker, and OK, I might have... No, if I'm the penalty taker, I'm the penalty taker. You do well to drag the ball off me. You know, but Kevin Morales was adamant right away he was taking it. You know, but Leighton Baines could have been stronger. Could have been stronger and said, hey, you know, take this... Whether they decided before the game, I'm not sure. But bad, bad mistake from me. Bad, bad mistake from me. And even worse, the fact he never hit the target. You know, really, really disappointing. Really disappointing.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park. Everton have made a change here. Morales has literally paid the price. He is off, and Brian Oviedo is on for Everton. Well, well, well.
It's weird to buy the minute, isn't it? Oh, what's, has he come off? So why are you injured taking a penalty? If you're injured and you take a penalty, what's going on there? I know the manager said something about he was still suffering from the ankle injury, but... I didn't see anything there, did you?
No, not at all, Graham. I find that very strange indeed. Well, he's off, and Everton are going to play the second half with Brian Oviedo. And we're underway. Everton are attacking the Gladys Street goal in the second half. Chris Brunt into the action here. He's given it away, though, in his attempt to find Berahino, and Gareth Barry's played it forward, and Lukaku's got the better of Lescott here. Lukaku driving into the penalty area. Lescott's got back at him. Lukaku's got it on his left foot. His shot is blocked, though, inside the box. Here's Barry picking up the loose ball. Barry's fouled on the edge of the penalty area. It's a free kick to Everton, and a yellow card here for Morrison.
And there, a long ball up. Lukaku up against Lescott. Out-muscles him. Yeah, he's up, nobody up to support him, but he tries to own his own, it blocked. That's a soft one, Morrison. That's a soft yellow card even more. But Lukaku there, get him down the side.
Yeah. Well, set piece for Everton.
Well, credit to Lescott, who got back.
Well, Everton have had one wonderful chance in this game from the penalty spot, which they've spurned. Now they've got an opportunity from a free kick outside the penalty area, just as the keeper looks to his right, and there's a four-man West Brom wall.
Hit the target. Never mind, just go and hit the target.
Ross Barkley and Leighton Baines over it. Barkley who takes, and it's off the wall and behind for an Everton corner.
Not a great one, was it?
Leighton Baines is having everything taken from him tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
Penalties, free kicks. He's going to take this corner, though. Corner left-hand side. Everton 0, West Brom 0. 14 minutes into the second half. High into the box towards Jagielka. And then Gareth Barry heads down and away, really. That was a defensive header.
Yeah, I think he's trying to head it across the six-yard box, hoping that somebody's going to be there. But good little spell of pressure now.
Now Baines goes towards the box and puts one across the 18-yard area. Doesn't reach Naismith, but it is picked up by Coleman. Coleman in for Naismith. Now the return pass for Coleman, and then again for the Scottish international. Naismith can't find a blue jersey. Comes out to Besic, who hits one just wide from distance. Corner. Got a touch on the way, and it's an Everton corner.
Yeah, it's a decent strike from Besic. I don't know who it hits. Watson. Not sure if there's much of a touch there.
Not sure it hit anyone.
No, he deviated a little bit. I think he just dipped in the air.
John Stones coming away with the ball for Everton.
Go on, son.
Carrying it into West Brom territory. Oviedo to his left. Turn to play it inside for Barkley. Barkley's got Naismith outside of him. Now Lukaku over the crossbar. Just over the angle, really, but it was better. It was good football by Everton. The final pass from Naismith to Lukaku, and his shot scooped wide.
Which is a little bit behind him, wasn't it? But all starts with John Stones breaking from the back. That's what they've got to do more. You know, get miscues it at the end.
Yeah.
You know, Lukaku set up from Stephen Naismith. Just try to bend it in. But that comes from John Stones going forward and at least committing somebody.
Final whistle blows at Goodison Park. You can hear a few boos ringing around Goodison, because now Everton have gone 8 games in all without a victory. In terms of Premier League football, they have won only one of their last 10 top flight encounters. In all now, Everton, from 22 matches this season, have won only 5 in the Premier League. It is, as far as Evertonians are concerned, quite simply not good enough. They may have kept a clean sheet this evening, their first in 12 Premier League matches, but the fans go home yet again disappointed, disgruntled and a little dismayed that the Blues have failed to break down a determined and well-drilled West Brom side. But Everton simply did not show enough creativity to open up a West Brom defence that were firm under the guidance of their new manager, Tony Pulis. It's goalless for the second successive season against West Brom. And rest assured now, Everton are in a little bit of a pickle towards the wrong end of the Premier League table.
Well, they certainly are, you know. Listen, you can't fault them for effort and commitment. There was only one team that was going to win the game. You know, we're up against a well-drilled side. We said it before the game, that's what you're going to get. It was never going to be easy. People were talking about this was the game we were going to turn things around. Listen, going to the next game. So defensively, you can say, yeah, we did well, because we're not really up against an awful lot as a threat. But offensively, again, it's good enough, I don't. Not threatening the goalkeeper, you know. Balls into the box are poor, they cleared them quite easily, you know, and it's, yeah, they tried every trick in the book, wasted time, but we've got to be better than that. We've got to be better than the fair. I just think at times we don't pass and move, we pass and stop, and it's not fluid, it's like stop, start. You know, Ross Bartley was poor tonight, poor in terms of not making an impact on the game. I mean, listen, listen, and whatever you say and whatever we complain about, that is really difficult to play against. Take it from me, that is really difficult to play against. And I've said time and time again, it's easier to set up a defensive team that is an attacking team. You just get yourself in banks of four, make it hard to play balls into the striker, and they've done their job. So you're coming away from home, they've done their job, they've done it well, they get a point. But for me, we don't move the ball quick enough in the final third. You know, we just, you know, there's no incisiveness. John Stones went forward and won, and then that's where you think, yeah, go. And I talk about pass and move. We pass and stop. You know, the good teams in the past have pass and move. We pass and stop. We don't go and never have had a third run. I think we had it once when the runner went behind the forward, and that was Besic in the first half. So, you know, we still get loads to do. And listen, let me tell you, this ain't the only team that's going to do that. Come here and say, this is what we're going to do. You heard the reaction in the crowd, you know. But, listen, if it was a boxing match, it probably would have been stopped. But, you know, they've done the job. They've came and got a point. You know, they'll be delighted with that. He'll be getting Coach of the Year for his defensive setup and all that kind of thing. But, you know, if that's what West Brom fans are going to get, you know, I don't think they'll be too happy in the long run. But they'll go away from here and they're happy. It's a point, you know. But for me, an Everton point of view, we talked before the game about not being a massive game tonight. That was a massive game tonight. A win tonight would have pushed us on and propelled us on. Well, you can't afford to just go from game to game and saying, oh, the next one's a massive game. They're all massive, and it's important that you go in now and get that victory. And listen, you can't fault the players for effort. I'm not even saying that. You can't fault them for effort. We know how difficult it is to play against a team that sets up like that. But just lacked a little bit in the final third.
Well, your analogy with the boxing match is fairly apt, given that Sylvester Stallone was having one of his Rocky films filmed here at half-time. And the game could have been over by half-time if Everton had taken the perfect opportunity.
Well, that's something that will, you know, that'll be, no doubt be the first question in the press boys' lips when they go in and ask the manager. You know, not for me. Leighton Baines, for me, has always been renowned as the Everton penalty taker. Morales has taken it and then seriously not appeared for the second half. You know, that's a strange one. So what, there's something went on at half-time, I'm not sure. But listen, if I don't know. If I was a penalty taker at Everton, nobody would be taking off me. You know, OK, if I've missed one or two before, and they say, right, OK, you leave it, but they wouldn't be taking off me. You know, and I tell you what, and Kevin Ratcliffe, my captain, would be saying, hey, what are you doing? You're not taking it. He'd go up and take the ball off him and say, you're the penalty taker, you take it. So that's a disappointing thing, but, you know, at times like that, Morales was confident, but honestly, it was a poor penalty, and yeah, that was a chance we had to go 1-0. Maybe I got West Brom to open up a little bit, but they didn't. They didn't really go for the win. They just tried hits and the odd break. You know, disappointing. Disappointing with the result. Can't fault the boys, but disappointing with the result.
Motor Range man of the match to name as well, Graham.
Yeah,
Motor Range
man. Yeah, Vesic, which I thought was a strange one. He came off. I can see the manager trying to push forward. You know, with probably more offensive players. That's probably why I left Bartley on, but you know, for me, Mo Besic was the man of the match tonight. So my Motor Range man of the match, Mo Besic.
And just a final one, you talked about the way teams will set up for the rest of the season against Everton. The next game is away at Crystal Palace. The onus will be on them to take the game a little bit to Everton. Yeah. It will be different down there, won't it?
It will be different down there, but we've got to improve again. We've got to be more positive in the final third. You know, we'll get chances to hit them on the break, and we've got to do better. But no, they'll come at us, but that's a tough game. That is a really tough game at Crystal Palace. Liverpool found it last year. We found it as well, and it's not an easy place to go to. So, you know, it's a massive game again next time out.
Post-match. Kevin Miralles felt confident, and he felt, obviously, because he scored against West Ham in the penalty shootout on Tuesday, that he was confident enough to take it. Leighton Baines has been taking all the penalties, but it's just you feel that Kevin has got the quality and the personality to score those penalty kicks. I think it becomes an issue because we missed it, and only the player who takes the penalty can miss the kick. It's disappointing. I think it just reflects a little bit the low confidence that we have as a team, but it's not a bigger issue than that. I expect we got a lot of players that they can take penalties and convert them in moments like that, and it's just, you saw that in the penalty shootout against West Ham, and it's just unfortunate that today Kevin couldn't convert it.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport
with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.